You're not going to believe this. This show is going to blow your mind. I was originally going to do this just as a Patreon bonus because it was shocking, the revelations that I found. But then as I dug deeper, it got even more shocking. So I want to share with everybody. We're, of course, talking about Ghislaine Maxwell. This is the second show focused on her. She, of course, Epstein's co-conspirator. In part two here, we're going to blow the lid open on this thing. And we're going to talk about connections to Aleister Crowley, the Great Beast, 666. We're going to talk about his New Hampshire toad ritual, where he sacrificed a toad as Christ. We're going to talk about connections to Dr. Sleep. Donald Trump's Keck. Aliens? Jack Parsons, it's all here. This is it, folks. This is a big one. Originally, I was going to make this Patreon bonus only, but I want everyone to have this. This is very important. And much like the first episode, because when you sign up for Patreon, you get early access to the episodes. But every now and then, I will throw that episode out at this simultaneously, like depending on what's going on. And this year is absolutely insane. So I've got to drop the episode. It's like July 4th weekend. I know everyone's heading out of town, but you got to hear this. You got to hear it. You got to hear this information. It's absolutely insane what they're doing. I don't do this often where I drop it simultaneously on the free feed as the Patreon. So my apologies to all the Patreon supporters. I hope you understand. But I need to get this information out there. I think we need to start talking about it. You need to start waking the sheeple up. 2020 is, in fact, the Great Awakening. My man, Charlie Robinson. Patreon folks already got his interview. I'll drop it next week on the free feed. He talked about the Great Awakening, and man, oh, Manischewitz. This is going to be crazy. This is wild. Let's just get into it. I'm excited. I'm really excited to share this information with you. So what prompted this, because I got to give a big shout out to the Secret Sun on the Twitter. I follow them, and I believe it's run by Christopher Knowles, who's made his rounds on the podcast circuit. I need to get him on here to really break this down. But he posted this great article connecting some dots of Ghislaine Maxwell to Aleister Crowley, and it sent me off on a research frenzy because the article makes mention to the ritual of the toad that Crowley did up in New Hampshire. But when I dug into it deeper, I couldn't believe what I read. Straight from the sources, straight from the magic ritual books, I'm going to reveal it to you today. Now, I must also mention, I never really bought into the synchronicity stuff too deep, but the more I research it, I've been researching quantum physics and synchronicity as it relates to the alien agenda. Maybe there's something to it. And lately I've been steered towards Leo Zagami, if you're familiar with his work. He wrote several books on the subjects we always talk about, and I never really followed him before, but his books have a lot of enlightening information. If you saw, I posted a bunch of stuff on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, like and subscribe. Some insane predictions he was kind of making back in 2016, in January 2020, talking about all the things that happened. Now, I got to read all of his information to see if this guy's legit. But at first glance, he sure does seem like it. Now, one of his, because I picked up a couple of his books, and I haven't read them yet, though. But in the one book, Invisible Masters, he talks about the ritual Aleister Crowley did in Bristol, New Hampshire, which was mentioned by the Secret Sun. Which, you know, when I read on the Secret Sun's website, it had a brief mention of this ritual conducted near where Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. So I thought, well, that's odd. I went into my Invisible Masters book there, and sure enough, it talks about the toad ritual. Now, that Secret Sun article, it points out that some other strange occurrences up in New Hampshire, the Barney Betty Hill abduction happened up there, which has kind of been debunked in the sense that under hypnosis, they basically described a recent episode of The Outer Limits. So did they really get abducted or not? Again, this is all, as Jacques Vallée calls the UFO phenomenon, a control system. Carl Jung talks about this. It's all like psychosomatic, crazy mental stuff going on here. Now, the Sun, Secret Sun also points out that Ghislaine was in fact arrested on July 2nd on UFO Day. I didn't put that together. Yes, in fact, July 2nd, based on the Roswell crash that happened in Corona, New Mexico, out near Roswell Airfield. Yes. So that's strange, right? He also points out that Interstate 93 in New Hampshire connects the location of the Hill abduction, which in fact did happen right off of I-93 in Lincoln, New Hampshire, connected into Aleister Crowley's location of his secret cabin, his secret hideout, in Hebron, New Hampshire. Now, if you recall, I took a little trip out to Area 51 in Nevada with Jimmy the Jackhammer a couple years ago, posted a video and a podcast about it. You might be able to find it on YouTube. They shadow banned the crap out of me, but I've got an Isaac Weishaupt channel on there. I uploaded all the old stuff. I don't make videos anymore. I'll probably come back to that again someday, but they just shadow banned the crap out of me. You can check it out on there. I got cool little footage of the whole trip up there, and we find out, I didn't realize it until we got going, that you take Interstate 93 to get up from Vegas to Area 51, to Rachel, Nevada. Which, by the way, did you know that Area 51 is located on the topographical map inside of the Saucer Mesa? I found that strange as well. And while we were up there, there was a young lady named Holly Rocket filming a music video. Very strange. It's a strange experience. If anyone goes out there, I need you to take a picture of they have a wall where they put all the artwork. People send them artwork. I sent them a cool little comic strip, which I also posted on my Instagram feed, by the way, that I drew. I don't want to know if they put it up there. Now, okay, 93. Why is that significant? Because 93 is the number for Thelema. That is the religion established by Aleister Crowley, given to him by the demon that whispered in his ear. In Egypt, in Cairo. But 93 is considered numerically the holiest number of Thelema. They use the numerological of the Greek writing of the words will and love. Thelema being will and love agape meaning love. I believe the Greeks have three terms for the word love. One of them is agape, which I believe is the love from God. And just, that's off the top of my head. I could be wrong. Now, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law is the familiar saying for Thelema, as demonstrated by Absol, the rapper, on his album of the same name, devoted to Aleister Crowley, which had Mac Miller on there, by the way, before he died. And the response is love under law, love under will. And all of that's like equivalent to 93 as well. I think it's 93 letters or something like that. Then, Secret Sun talks about the connections to Ghislaine's sister, which we talked about on part one, who married the son of the Suicide Squad guy, Frank Molina. We talked about that last episode. And we're going to get back into Jack Parsons, but we got to work our way into that. And what I found curious, reading through the Ghislaine Maxwell saga here on Daily Beast, they had an article, and this guy who lived in the town described the road that she was living on. And he said, East Washington Road is spooky. It's the kind of place where people could hide out in a bunker. It's just real Hollywood backwoods stuff down there. What? What? I don't know why they didn't ask him to elaborate more, but that's what he said. Hollywood backwoods stuff, huh? Like occult rituals, maybe? Maybe. Now, the town where this cabin was is in Bristol, New Hampshire, and it's roughly an hour from Lake Pasquani, which is where Aleister Crowley did this, in Hebron, New Hampshire. He did this ritual on July 13th, 1916, very close to the time frame right now. And when we look into this, it was called the Liber LXX. That's, he named all of his, means book. And it was called the Cross of the Frog. And it was his ritual to pass the grade of Magus. And it was based on Christian symbolism, where the magician symbolically uses the toad to symbolize Jesus Christ. And the magician is representing the serpent, Lucifer, and devours the toad symbolically, because the magician stabs the toad while the toad is on a cross. Stabs it with the knife of art, the athame, which you can see in Midnight Gospel, by the way, which I got to do a show on that. You know, if this wasn't such a hot girl summer, I could get back to my thing. But the news is just like nonstop occulty stuff, right? Because there's an episode of Midnight Gospel with Damien Eccles from the West Memphis 3, who's a Aleister Crowley magician type, and he uses the knife, the athame, a ritual knife. A lot of people didn't catch that, I'm sure. But the same kind of knife is what you use to stab the heart of the toad of Jesus Christ. Very blasphemous. Now, it is also, and this is upon deeper research, I found all this stuff. Because I hadn't really heard about the ritual of the toad before, so I dug into it. It's also brought through the Tract of Oz, O-Z, the number of the Capricorn, and it symbolizes the night and death, or the goat or the devil, because those things play a role in this ritual. Numerically, it's equivalent to 77, which makes me think July 7th is going to be a critical date, 7-7. That's why I want to get this episode out there. What's going to happen on 7-7? Something not good. Based on the ideas of all of these occultists and world handlers manifesting events based on numerology, based on mass ritual. And with this toad ritual, the purpose is to gain insight of the fallen angel, Lucifuge, aka Lucifer, and incorporate it as a shadow aspect. Now, I'm going to read you right from Leo Zagami's book, Invisible Masters. It's going to take a minute, so hang in there with me. It's from the chapter called The Crucified Frog and the Alien Apocalypse, because that's what I want to connect the dots with here. Okay? Crowley performed Liber XX, the Cross of a Frog, on July 17th, 1916. From a different reference, I read July 13th. Either way, July of 1916, during his retreat to Lake Pasquani, now Newfound Lake in New Hampshire. This is the opening of the ritual. The ceremony is proper to obtaining a familiar spirit of a mercurial nature as described in the Apocalypse of St. John the Divine from a frog or toad. He had crucified a toad in three basilisk abode, muttering the runes, averse mad with many a mocking curse. Aleister Crowley mentions clearly what seems to be the recipe to invoke an alien spirit of mercurial nature, and indicates as the basis for this weird ritual, the Apocalypse of St. John the Divine. Something truly strange and alien is going on with this ritual, where the chief officer represents a snake because of Mercury. The proper food for snakes is frogs. The mystery of conception is the catching of the frog in silence, and the affirmation of the will is to perform the ceremony. First of all, let's keep in mind snake worship is a typical of the devotion to serpent deities, and this tradition is present in several ancient cultures. Since jinn in Islamic mythology are described as alternating between human and serpentine forms, and the serpent is a character from the Genesis creation narrative, occasionally depicted with legs and sometimes identified with Satan. Remember, when Crowley is talking to us, he's using a coded Illuminati language that permits him to talk freely about his interdimensional satanic beliefs and practices. These three demons we find in the Book of Revelation, who look like gray aliens, are specified to come out of the mouth of the beast, dragon, and false prophet. This is symbolic of speaking these creatures into being. When God spoke in Genesis, the universe came into being with the words that came out of the mouth of God. In a dark parallel, it seems that Satan, the beast from the sea, and the false prophet will speak them into being or create these animal monsters. And here we're talking about the power of the spoken word, the logos. We talked about this in my hip-hop book, Sacrifice and Magic Behind the Mic. Now available on Amazon, Audible, or get your signed paperback, gumroad.com/IsaacW. I just sent a copy out this morning to my man, Barry. Shout out, Barry. And then the kings of the earth will follow these three gray aliens to battle and be deceived. Let me read that one more time. And then the kings of the earth will follow these three gray aliens to battle and be deceived. Sounds very Project Bluebeam-ish, doesn't it? In fact, they will be following three demon-possessed genetically engineered animal monsters, but it seems they will believe they are aliens, biological extraterrestrials from outer space. Among all the visible paranormal activities that are going on today, including ghosts, fairies, Bigfoot, orbs, and many others, it is the alien phenomenon that stands out as unique. Out of all the activities of demons and fallen angels today, it is the alien phenomenon that is mentioned in the book of Revelation, showing great biblical prophetic significance. Now, on my Patreon folks out there, you're going to get a sneak peek of my alien book. I'm going to give you a breakdown of the Project Bluebeam. Patreon bonus, you got to sign up, like and subscribe, get me to 1,000, and then I don't know what's going to happen. What are we going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. My mind will be blown. I never thought I'd get so much support, and I appreciate you guys so much. Now, the Book of Revelation, well, before we get into that, so yeah, Project Bluebeam, I'm going to break it down for you. I'll give you the real basics of it, though. This guy, Serge Manas, claims that there's this big plan to have this fake alien invasion, and then they're going to project images of God to people all over the world. And it's all about the new world order, which will create a new religion, which is Satanism or Luciferianism. And the Antichrist will manifest and be the new god of this realm.
Over 300 pages of esoteric doctrine exposed. Ancient wisdom from the mystery schools. Embedded into your favorite music, films, and TV shows. Symbolism hidden in plain sight. Get your copy of The Dark Path on Amazon. The narrated audiobook is now available on Audible. All right, all right, all right.
Now, what was curious, after this ritual, and we'll get back to the Book of Revelation, don't you worry. After the ritual, Aleister Crowley wrote to the New York Times. He wrote, "I do not know whether globular lightning is a sufficiently rare phenomenon in this country to merit remark. Yesterday, a globe of fire with an apparent diameter of about a foot burst on the floor of the middle room of a cottage here and within a few inches of my right foot. Curiously enough, no damage of any kind was done." This, of course, written in his cabin in New Hampshire by where Ghislaine Maxwell was hiding out. Now, we need to go a little deeper and a little darker. Let's look at a book Michael Ford, a sort of Luciferian magic occult guy, wrote about the toad ritual. He prescribed an updated form. I found a copy of the book and I got it. I'm going to read it to you. This is what he wrote. He says, "The toad rite is a small grimoire, which is a self-initiatory presentation of the toad rite, a form of diabolism from which the sorcerer's path leads in three roads from night unto the sun. The toad rite is derived in basis from Aleister Crowley's Liber LXX, but expands into darker areas not previously explored. It is said the toad rite causes madness or death for those who undertake it and fail, but catonic power for those who may transcend it," which is very typical of these occult rituals. They approaching Coron Zone, as Crowley says. Coron Zone, the number 333. If one is not prepared, they will go insane. Okay, let's keep reading. The Toad Rite details a study of death and decay, and what is the essence which remains. The Toad Witch essentially moves through darkness, Shaitan of Midnight or Lilith, and into the sun, which is Lucifer. Again, we talk about it all the time. The triple OG Bill Cooper talked about this on the Mystery Babylon series. It's like 30 hours. Give it a listen. All of these secret societies talk about these coded language of wisdom and the sun and all of this stuff and the light and being illuminated and all this stuff. And he asserts, and I believe him more and more every day, that all of these people are Luciferians and the coded language is to worship Lucifer. Why else would they hide it under hidden language? Because it was not acceptable. Then you get to the early 1900s, you got Blavatsky and Crowley who popularized these themes and these ideas of the occult. So you get everyone interested in this stuff, and then you flip it on them, and you hit them with the Project Blue Beam and the 5G kill grid, and you manifest God as the Antichrist, as the ecumenical Antichrist. Let's keep reading. The Toad Rite is presided over by Hecate, the triple goddess of the crossroads. Satandar, the patron spirit of the rite, meaning ritual. R-I-T-E, not to be confused with R-I-G-H-T. And Lucifuge, the knight familiar of sorcery and dreaming projection. This small grimoire contains the rite of the toad, but also a ritual of Lucifuge for after the working, as well as a solitary black mass with chants given to charge the toad bone after the ritual. For the road through the rite is through the darkness. It leads toward the light of the sun. The ritual is about leading the initiate to Lucifer. Using the toad boner, apparently. Now, I downloaded that book, like I said. And, well, let's see here. Let me see if it's time to switch gears here. Okay, so in the Michael Ford book that has the actual prescription for how to do the ritual, the first page, the very first thing said to the magician, to the candidate, it references the book of Revelations, chapter 16, 13 through 14, which of course supports the previous statement made by Leo Zagami about the frog demons of the apocalypse. Okay. Let me see if I can read it to you. Let me find it. Hang on. Uno memento, por favor. Here we go. The book is titled The Toad Rite, The Three Roads of Satandar, Lucifuge, and Hecate by Michael Ford. Revelation 16, 13 through 14. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world. Now, when I read that, if I put on my ancient alien hat here, and I've got nothing to base this on besides insane ancient alien theories, he says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. Meaning, a UFO opened up, and out came these three frogs. And then he says they're the spirits of the devils, working miracles. Do you not see the connection here? And we're going to get into that. I got a little bit more. If you're ready, I don't know if you're ready for it. Are you ready for it? I don't know if you're as excited about this as I am. The Toad Rite, okay, and this is off the first page of Mike Ford's book. The Toad Rite is sacred to Hecate, Trivia, whose three ways are the path to her consort Satandar or Azazel, called Lucifer. For the three nights from which you shall seek the power of the toad boner, toad bone, you shall call upon each shade of Hecate to bless and empower your path, for you shall move through the dark to the moon, to the path of the sun. The Toad Rite is perhaps one of the most omen-bearing or dangerous to the gates of the mind. Because again, there's a mental construct element to this alien phenomenon, okay? But we find out that the Toad Ritual is empowering someone's path to find Lucifer. Now, Crowley did this, then he moved to New York and did the Alamantra working, which, if you follow me long enough, you already know where we're going with that. But first, let's not skip past this. Let's not skip past what the first page of this ritual book says. It says, the Toad Rite basically connects into Azazel, which should sound familiar because I did a show on Dr. Sleep back in, I believe, December 2019. Because I read the book, and I just watched the movie, by the way. And I posted a bunch of images on Instagram. I got to give you a brief discussion on it at that time, when the timing is right, I should say. I'm going to read to you from my notes, because in the book, Danny goes to, who, by the way, has a little bit of dissociative identity disorder. The gates of his mind have been broken open. Danny goes to Fraser, New Hampshire, where he takes on some jobs. He works at a hospital, and that's where he's consoling the dying patients. That's why he's called Dr. Sleep. But he does this with the assistance of a cat named Azazel. And on that show, I talked to you about Azazel. It's a demonic fallen angel. And in the Bible, it's a part of a scapegoat ritual where the sins of the Jews were placed onto a very unfortunately sad goat and sent out to the desert. But it's the fallen angel that introduced humans to forbidden knowledge and the sacrifice to the gods. That's what this thing represents, Azazel. So in Dr. Sleep, these old people are the sacrifice to the gods. And isn't it funny that Danny's got perhaps the forbidden knowledge of the ESP, of the Shining? So in the ritual, through Azazel, it opens the gates of the mind. And in the Bible, it talks about demonic spirits providing forbidden knowledge. And in the book of Revelations, it talks about the three frogs coming out of the mouth of the UFO to give the knowledge. It says there are spirits of the devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of earth and the whole world. Everything's connected here. I got to keep moving. We got a lot to talk about. It details in the book there, Michael Ford's book. It updates an updated version of the ritual where you kill the toad, you hang out in the graveyard with all the bones, and then the devil tempts you with some powers, but you're supposed to be like, nah, devil, not right now. And then after you do that act of defiance, you become as the devil. And this is what he says in the book. You shall be then the lord of the devil, the vicar of the son of the devil, the antichrist, as described by John Whiteside Parsons. The son or daughter of the B666. So you can see the big shout out to Jack Parsons. Because as we talked about earlier, Ghislaine Maxwell's sister, Christine Maxwell, married... what's his name? Married the son of the guy who was hanging out with Jack Parsons in the Suicide Squad. Frank Molina. He was in the Suicide Squad with Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons. They were all hanging out in the desert doing rituals and rocket magic and all this crazy stuff. Now, that reference to the Book of Revelations also gets detailed on a website called ParadoxBrown.com, which I found through Leo Zagami's book. I'm going to read to you from it right now. The Book of Revelation teaches of three evil spirits who are demons who look like frogs. It says these three frog-like demons will gather the kings of the world together for the Battle of Armageddon against Jesus Christ before his return. Then it talks about Revelation 16, but it goes a little bit further, 12 through 21. Here we go. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle of on the great day of the God Almighty. So again, there's these connections to be had here. Now these frog demons, it is argued that they are actually the gray aliens because they've got the sort of pod-shaped appendages and the big bug eyes. So when we see all these references to frogs, it could be talking about the gray aliens. Which, of course, when you talk about the frogs, you can't deny the 2016 Sigil Chaos Magic charging of the Keck, the frog god, behind Donald Trump. And as you heard from my show where I interviewed Professor Teitelbaum, he talks about Steve Bannon, who was in charge of the campaign that year. And he was in support of Rene Guénon, who was a guy who was talking about sort of, reverting us back to a previous time, arguing that mankind goes through these cycles and we are currently in the Kali Yuga and there needs to be this big devastation of the world as we know it to pave way to a new world. And it could be that the Project Bluebeam and the Keck that charged it back in 2016 is all pushing for these alien demons to come down and visit us. Because after the toad ritual that Crowley did, you know what happened then? After he got this wisdom from Lucifer and charged his path to wisdom, he left for New York. And when he got there, he did the Alamantra working. And the result of that in 1918 was him channeling Lamb, the gray alien, the first gray alien, the first illustrated version of a gray alien. So there you have it. I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot to process. But in conclusion, we see a lot of these strange connections here. What to make of them, I don't know. I hope it doesn't mean the apocalypse is coming. I hope it doesn't mean the alien disclosure is coming. But I can tell you this, if they do some kind of alien disclosure, I'm going to be extra weary about it. Based on these connections of the Book of Revelations and the Crowley connection to the frogs and the Keck and the Steve Bannon Kali Yuga and this idea that we need to destroy the old world and make a new one and usher in this age of Luciferian worship. So what's Ghislaine Maxwell doing up there? Was she taking part of this? How did Stephen King channel this dark energy of the Azazel frog? Which, by the way, Dr. Sleep, guess where that was? The story was at? It wasn't in Maine, like most of his stories. It was in New Hampshire, where the Hill abduction case happened, where Crowley was channeling Lucifer demons through killing the frogs, where Ghislaine Maxwell was hiding out. That's where Dr. Sleep was set. So that's a lot to put together, a lot of pieces there, but I want to throw those at you before the weekend so everybody can go get blitzed on July 4th and forget about 2020, the Great Awakening year. But what I do, and I always give you a little call to action, I always want you to do something for me, you know? Because we're in a relationship, you and I. I want you to share these two episodes with a friend, the Ghislaine Maxwell Part 1 and Part 2. Because I think we need to get some serious awareness going on what's happening. Because before you know it, they're going to hit us with the alien thing. And when they hit us with the alien thing, people are going to be like, oh, the conspiracy theorists are just making this up as a reaction. But I think if you plant the seed ahead of time, like, hey, this is what they're doing, this is what they're attempting, and this is what they're going to try to do in the future, people are more likely to be waking up to the process. So thank you for your time. Please share it with a friend. And until next time, stay woke.